This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbish.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clinic big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh,
woo!
Woo!
Yes! Yes! Come on, you know!
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God, we need to play this fucking payback. I just scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
The demon in me. Unlike Aaron Hernandez, we are live!
What do you mean? We're hanging in there.
What?
We're hanging in there.
Too soon? Woo! Good evening, everybody!
Oh.
Good evening. It's the Ham Radio Show live! Live! Yeah. I don't have any bed sheets around my neck. Live!
Would you like some?
We could. It's possible. We can get that arranged. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, unfilteredradionetwork.com, as well as the hamradioshow.com, as well as multiple radio outlets for your listening pleasure. 718-577-1389. Operators are sitting by because they're me.
We have no screamer.
Excuse me. I started the show with Evan Stone.
Yeah.
Porn legend. Yeah. Icon.
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the gland that's in his pants, listening to the program and telling us that we fucking rock. That is a big fucking deal. Thank you, Evan Stone, for listening to the program, UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com.
We got a busy chat room tonight.
We got a very busy chat room. We got some dude in there named Mabuba.
Mabuba.
Mabuba's in there.
Yes, he is.
Marcus, bisexual Marcus, is in there.
Yes.
Marcus, he's back.
Yes, Marcus, right there.
How his date worked out.
Well, let's find out. Marcus, call the show. Why not? 718-577-1389. Or hit us up via the chat room if you will be so kind. We got a lot of shit going on in today's show. Speaking of which, of course, we have newer breaking news, but we have older breaking news.
Yeah, Nick got laid.
Nick did not get
it
fucking
laid. It says I finally got the dentist, he got drilled.
That doesn't count!
Oh, no.
Nick, the Canadian
Coming out next week.
The Canadian Unified...
Network Technician.
Unified Technician.
Is he unified? I just want to make sure I got the U in cunt right. I want to make sure I got the U in cunt right. Unified Network Technician. Of course, Nick did not get drilled. He was in a dentist chair. That does not
He got
count.
Drilled and filled.
Nick
man.
Is still a virgin.
That's good
He's
to me.
Still a virgin.
Why?
Why is Nick a virgin? Because look at him. Anyway, Hammer Radio Show, let's go to the phones. Who's this?
It's the black bisexual chocolate motherfucker.
Woo!
Hey, Marcus, how you doing, buddy?
Marcus, how you doing? Did you get
check out what's new.
Ooh, check out what's new.
Okay.
Bisexual Marcus, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. A little bit. It is what it is.
Did you get some cock? Since you're bisexual, did you get some cock or some pussy?
Okay, so get ready to be disappointed.
Okay.
What is Joe getting naked?
Let me tell you, it's not my fault why this date didn't happen.
Excuses.
It's not my fault.
Did you get catfish?
I had all the cash lined up.
Yeah.
I had the everything was set into motion, but then so here's what ended the whole fucking thing.
Here's the deal.
Aliens.
A measly fucking Facebook joke post that I made.
That's it.
It's not like you got on Facebook and killed anybody.
I didn't go on live and shoot some poor guy in the back of his head. No, I didn't broadcast my suicide via Facebook. No, I didn't do any of that.
Right.
Here's what happened.
Yeah.
Goddamn, have some motivation, bisexual Marcus.
No.
Do something with your life.
Remember the whole women's protest took place like a couple months ago?
Yes.
One is
vagina.
Only, 15 of them.
VaginaCon 2017. I understand.
Yeah. So I made a joke. So there's a satirical Facebook joke post with some meaning behind it. All I said was, wait for a day without men. The world would. Would fall to their knees.
Ooh.
Well, you would fall.
You're
to
a very,
knees.
Very sick man.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I mean, nothing. I wasn't trying to offend anybody. I wasn't trying to slam women or anything like that. But of course, she comes and she takes it completely left. Like she totally misses the point. Of the fucking post.
What was the point you were trying to make?
I was trying to make two points. Number one, neither gender can live without the other. That neither gender cannot function without the other.
That's a good point. I agree.
Good point.
And two, that. Fuck, what was the other point?
He doesn't even know what the fuck is going
on. I like
dick and I like pussy.
I wanted to see your tits.
Oh, no.
I wanted to jizz on her eyes. Oh,
you wanted to live in a world full of cunts?
Maybe.
And you know that was just a big, that was probably just a big thing of it, that neither gender cannot function without the other.
Wow.
And very true.
Took it completely fucking left, missed the point. Saying, "Oh, I'm trying to disparage women. I'm trying to basically downplay the struggle of women and all of that." Totally missed the point. And then,
boo!
Yeah,
say you tell you
look. If you wanted to, like you wanted to defile her stance on women's rights. You tell her, shut up, men are talking.
That's right.
Go make me a sandwich. That's different.
Either that or you got the
exactly.
right to smoke.
If I was really trying to disparage women and be disrespectful, I'd have said, shut up, cunt. A fucking man is talking. But no, I didn't say that. But no, she had to take it a completely fucking wrong way.
Tell him, baby.
And now fuck her.
Yeah. Testify,
fuck
brother.
Her.
Yeah.
Smack your cock against the phone in anger.
That's it. Tell her to get on her knees and worship
you. You know that?
I am man. Hear me complain.
Because now I got a chick at work who likes me,
yeah.
and we're going on a fucking date.
Yeah!
And all of that good
right,
shit.
Baby.
So fuck her.
Bisexual Mark is taking away fucking heterosexual pussy.
That's
good
it.
Job,
tell
sir.
Her, baby.
I applaud you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes!
Now what?
Now I'm still sitting at home jerking off, but you know, bisexual Marcus is good.
He's doing better good. Than you are.
Jerking, I hear Nick's available.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
You can hook up with him.
Speaking, Marcus is part of the show. We can leave him on the air.
You know something, Marcus? The worse you treat women, the better they like you.
Yeah, Joe punches his wife every morning
every
and goes,
morning.
It could be worse.
That's right.
Hey,
you could be married to Eddie.
It could be worse. But I'm
could be worse. Holds her head in the toilet.
I should be an insensitive jerk to women since that's what they like now. But they like jerks and they like assholes. Yeah.
It's always the principle. The principle I've always said since the beginning of time in my life when I discovered that my penis would get erect looking at a girl, I would say point blank every time that the girl comes to the guy she should be with to tell you all about how much of an asshole the guy she's with is an asshole, and then what does she do? Exactly, and then she goes back to the asshole when the guy that she should be with is the guy you've talked to in the beginning, and that's how
thank
it always
you.
Is,
yeah.
and it will never not be like that, and all women are like that. It is a rare occurrence that you find El Dorado, the city of gold, where you find a chick that will turn around and go, ooh, you're nice. You're not going to be abusive.
You're ugly, and your mother dresses you funny.
That, too.
That too.
They can say that, too. Yeah. Oh, look, you don't have a giant penis, but I'll still bang you.
So what?
So you have a clitoris.
Goodbye.
That happens to shoot out semen.
Do you know what a clitoris is?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, bisexual Ian knows, bisexual Ian. Yeah. That's the other fucking guy.
Yeah.
I just used the wrong bisexual. We have a different bisexual. This is bisexual Marcus.
That's right.
Bisexual Ian is the one that looked at my cock and said, nice job.
Yeah.
And give me an applaud.
What is your problem?
How much did you pay him?
$7.50. I'm just saying.
That was
the... Oh, are the mics still on? I'm sorry. While we have bisexual Marcus on the phone, let's discuss, because in my notes, I have a shitload of stuff to do besides Smack My Girl of the Week. Vicky Chase going to be on the program today as well. Yes, it's a good one. It's a good masturbatory little.
You should see her vagina.
Oh, she's got a good vagina.
Yeah.
too many close-up pictures of the vag, though.
I know.
Danny's got a world-renowned, beautiful pictorial going to be later on.
Okay.
The Spank Bank Girl of the Week pictorial is going to be up there.
Yeah.
While we have bisexual Marcus on the phone, though, and since he's a part of the show anyway, he's
uh-huh.
you know he's a family member. He can say
he
on the line.
Is.
Man, I'm honored.
We got to talk about the Facebook killer, though, offered himself in the McDonald's line.
Oh.
You know, for McNuggets. That, to me, the greatest... By the way, if you don't know the story, you've been living under a rock. There was a gentleman... Let me just see if I even have the Facebook murderer in Cleveland. He kills the innocent man. His name is Steve Stevens, 37. Took out his anger over breaking up with a chick, or we don't even actually know why.
Yeah.
Joy Lane, of course, her name. The famous line in the video, the infamous
right.
video, where he kills the older gentleman on the street. Where he just walks up to him and tells him to say Joy Lane, and the old guy's like, what? And he goes, say Joy Lane, and the guy says, Joy Lane. He goes, yeah, because that's who is the blame for what's about to happen to you. On Facebook Live, shoots the guy dead, right in the middle of the street, boom, boom, dead. And I don't think, by the way, there's two arguments I want to get into. Facebook is not to blame for that.
No.
A lot of people are going after Mark Zuckerberg and they're yelling at him, and I'm like, how the fuck would you know? Exactly. How the fuck would you know?
It took him like 3 hours just to catch on that it happened.
Yeah, how would you know? No one's sitting there monitoring homicides on Facebook Live.
If they did, they would cancel the show from going on Facebook Live.
This is not a homicide. This is a self-inflicted slow suicide.
This is a suicide.
God damn it. We have the Aaron Andrews of radio. Aaron Andrews, I'm saying it again. Aaron Hernandez of radio.
There you go.
If we were Aaron Andrews, we'd be naked.
Yeah. There was another kid who recently did off
himself. Yeah, he jumped off out of a window. That was just that's a local story.
And a few weeks back in Chicago, you had the
beating,
gang rape, and all of that. All these things that people are doing on this, I could see why people are saying, blame Facebook because they're giving these people an outlet to do these things.
Maybe we should have a special page.
Exactly. It's definitely not a Facebook. It's not an internet issue. It's just. My issue is just the douchebags who feel the need to broadcast this shit.
Right. Yeah. It's enough that we're broadcasting this shit on Facebook Live. Hi, Gina. Hi, Brian. Hi, Gene. This is the highest level of lowbrow. That's
out
there.
That can change the world.
We can. We will save radio one dick joke at a time.
Oh, you're catching on.
That's what we do. Anyway, there are reports already out about this guy, Facebook killer, where he was fitting the perfect description of a serial killer. He abused animals. He did all these, bad things.
Didn't he have a wreck? Didn't he say there were more people possibly that he had?
13, on one of the videos, he said 13.
So now nobody knows about, get to it.
We'll never know. But the best part of the story is the McDonald's angle. Because imagine
fries with that?
Yeah, you're on the run from
ketchup.
The cops.
Right, going
and you got
Erie,
a McNugget craving that bad.
Yeah.
That you have to get on the drive-thru line. Like, they're not going
to
identify you.
The drive-through line.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
you can't go to the drive-through. They always fuck you with the drive-through.
They fuck you with the drive-through.
Really, everybody knows.
Famous philosopher, Leo Goetz told us all they fuck you with the drive-through.
Anything you want, Leo Goetz.
Leo Goetz. You get it?
You're on the run, and you're at a fucking public place like a McDonald's. Your face has been plastered all throughout media, news, social media, and all of that.
Exactly.
That's stupid.
Even if you have the Rick and Morty craving for the Szechuan sauce, I understand the want and need for a McNugget. I'm a fat fuck, too. I get it. I love me a 20-piece.
Yeah.
It's under fucking $5. Why would you not?
Sure.
But why would you, if you're on the run from the police, get on the Mickey D's line?
Exactly.
At least get a couple of Big Macs, motherfucker. Jesus. How long are you going to be on the run?
Yeah, Nick says because Popeye's was closed.
Popeye's was closed.
You're a racist.
You're a racist, sir.
Sir,
sir, Nick, are a racist.
Well, Nick, he's Canadian. They don't know
about it. Oh, that is fucking racist.
How dare
Besides
you?
Besides that, they don't have drive-thrus that I know of.
Oh, my God.
But somebody should have told this Uncle Phil-looking motherfucker that why the hell?
Louisiana Black.
Yeah, stop. It's not Louisiana Black. It's Louisiana Fast.
Oh, yeah. Louisiana
Fast. Can you please not disparage the name of
Joe, what are you moving to Canada with Nick?
Oh, man. Popeye's is starting to get on my bad side with all the fucking, with the obviously southern-sounding black chick. Advertising their chicken.
Yeah.
It's a beacon for the black people.
But my issue is, why the fuck? I mean, okay.
Only the blacks like chicken.
Broke up with you, and thus a man had to die. Fucking deal with it.
Yeah, well, but that's what I'm talking about.
Wait, life? What goes on? You don't take it out on other
people?
But
that's exactly what I'm talking about. How the fuck do you not deal with it?
Yeah.
Because if I kill people for every girl who has ever wronged me,
I'm telling you,
the population of America would fucking be gone.
It would be like World War II.
To its fucking knees.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. Joy Lane would be one of the names on the list. I'd be like, hey.
Hey.
You know, hold on. I got to go through the list here.
Okay.
Do you know Jen? I'm not going to say her last name on the air, but do you know this bitch? And then they repeat it, and then I'd be like, oh, okay, boom, dead. Why would to let? Because love makes you do shitty things. I get it. But the fact of the matter is, this guy was a Looney Tune before that.
Of course.
And it just has to be pointed out. I mean, the guy, he didn't go to fucking Popeye.
Didn't Miss Lane there say he was a nice guy, but that they was broke the, up?
By far the greatest, the I've greatest fucking like, quote ever. I don't have the quote on me. We have to paraphrase the quote. They asked her, because she was in protective custody with the police.
Right.
Well,
sure,
so, so they have her in protective custody, and they want a statement from her. She goes, you know, Steve is a great guy. He's killing people in your name. Quite frankly, you're the Jesus to him. He's killing in the name of.
He's making you okay? famous.
Just
your
strangers.
Was the motivating factor in yes. him killing yes, motherfuckers.
Man. Your pussy broke a man. That, behold the power of Mussy. Mussy. A.K.A. Magic Pussy. Magic pussy.
Show how powerful pussy is.
Oh, yeah. Pussy, they have made wars over pussy. Yeah, sure. Yet again, there has never been a war over dick.
No.
Pussy. Not once.
No.
Not once.
Wasn't,
Even a fucking gay sword fight is not really about dick.
Wasn't this guy like some kind of counselor too, as like a profession?
I don't even know.
Something like that I was reading.
Like somebody Google, we have to go to break, but, Steve Stevens, 37. See if he, was a counselor somewhere.
Not to be confused with Billy Idol's guitar player.
How great, by the way, would the counseling session be with him? My girlfriend, you know, she broke up with me. Kill the bitch!
Kill everyone around you.
Mr. Stevens, what do you mean kill the bitch? I don't understand.
Oh my God.
Find a stranger and fucking kill them too!
Oh my God.
Mr. Stevens, why are you so loud and angry? I don't understand. Put it on Facebook Live! Fucking rape a kitten! I don't give a shit! You gotta fucking make her know! Make her pay!
No.
Okay, Mr. Stevens.
Rose is gonna die because of that bitch!
Yeah. Imagine, just imagine to show you the power of pussy. All right, to show you the mussy, Danny, the power of the muss, because me and Danny discovered mussy. We are the pioneers. We're the Lewis and Clark of mussy, me and Danny. We have named it. We found it. We know what mussy is. We've seen it up close.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
And let me tell you right now, the power of mussy. Do you understand that mussy affected another family?
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Like, somebody fucked this mussy, and it caused that guy's father to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing mussy. That is mussy that is in the Mussy Hall of Fame.
It's messy mussy.
Yes. That's MIA. That's mussy in action
that's
right
mussy,
there.
Yeah.
That's what that is that's right there.
That's, that's pussy that Dennis Hoff needs to hire, right?
That's the mussy that you fucking bottle.
Yeah.
That's the mussy that you try to harness its energy.
It's like Helen of Troy pussy.
To make the DeLorean go 88. That's what you do.
That pussy in the Bunny Ranch so that others may feel that power of a pussy that ended another man's life.
Wow. It took lives. This should be a warning label on pussy.
Killer pussy.
Yeah.
Sounds like a monster movie.
The pussy that ate Chicago. 718-577-1389. Mark, 89. Yeah. I did say the number right, but I thought I caught myself and said 99.
Ooh.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Marcus, thanks for calling in the show, buddy.
Yeah, Mark.
No problem. Catch you guys later.
Hey, man.
Be good.
Hope you get laid soon, sir.
One way or the other.
Yes. Record it and send it in, sir.
Yeah, put it on Facebook.
Yeah, put it on Facebook Live. Why the fuck not? Put it on Facebook Live. Everyone else is putting everything else.
Yeah,
what the fuck's the difference?
Man.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break in a couple of seconds. Danny, are we good on that break time? Is it almost break time?
It's almost break time. But this guy, Stevens, was employed at Beach Brook, a behavioral health agency in northeastern Ohio that serves children, teenagers, and families.
Oh, sir.
So he was like, yeah, some kind of
counselor. He was some kind of counselor that would literally probably tell them to kill a bitch.
Really?
Well, now he would.
Yeah.
But see, you never know who you hire. That's the thing. Just throw that thing out. Throw it over there. You never know who the fuck you hire.
As long as you got a good driver's abstract, you're good.
I mean, I got Danny and Joe. I got Danny and Billy and everything.
It sounds like Sam Kennison. You know?
Yep. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we got more stuff for you.
No, we don't.
Yes, I swear to God, we do.
We do not.
We do. I have a whole look. I got a bunch of fucking paper. Look, you can even see it on Facebook Live right now. There's a bunch of shit. Look, this one we already did. So fuck that one. It's out of here. But everything else we still have to get to. 718-577-1389.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us. Follow us, but not too close. On Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida, and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP. Making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
This here is Larry the Cable Guy. Get her done. You're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both.
Yeah!
I know the
birds in the mink, is she perverted like me? Will she go down on you in a fair time?
If
you kill her quickly. And when she have your baby,
I'm sure
she make a really excellent mother. Come on.
Sure, why not?
It's the Ham Radio Show. WHAM. Part of the Infielder Radio Network live. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me to hold me? Till you die, when you're still alive. And now I am 718-577-1389. Later on in the program, Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Vicky Chase, will be on the program. I don't know.
What do I need to know?
Yeah, you should know a lot of things. Right before we went on air, obviously, the breaking news. Bill O'Reilly being let go by Fox News.
He's been fired.
Fox News has let him out. Supposedly a inner working memo, inner office memo, went out to the people. And the inner office memo said that they were getting rid of, well, you fucker. Bill was.
Trying to, anyway.
The inner office memo that went out said that they were getting rid of Bill O'Reilly.
And here it is now. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Wait, hold on. Let's go to the breaking news. Care of ABC News.
Sparked an advertiser revolt. Bill O'Reilly, the anchor of the cable network's most popular show, will not be returning after a two-decade run.
Fox News!
The announcement coming with O'Reilly on a planned vacation. He was seen today shaking hands with the Pope at the Vatican. And just a short time ago, we heard from Bill O'Reilly himself, his response tonight. Here's ABC's chief business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, leading us all.
His response, fuck you!
You are about to enter the no-spin zone.
No spinning it tonight. The king of cable news dethroned. Bill O'Reilly, the host of cable's most popular show for 16 years, out at Fox News.
Whoopsie.
In the wake of that growing sexual harassment scandal. Lachlan and James Murdoch, executives at Fox's parent company, reportedly pushed for O'Reilly's ouster. Their father, Rupert Murdoch, ultimately signing off amid a growing scandal. 21st Century Fox announcing that after a thorough and careful review of the allegations, the company and Bill O'Reilly have agreed that Bill O'Reilly will not be returning to the Fox News channel. Bill O'Reilly also releasing his own statement. It is tremendously disheartening that we part ways due to completely unfounded claims, but that is the unfortunate reality many of us in the public eye must live with today. O'Reilly's statement comes after those new images tonight, showing him on vacation shaking hands with the Pope at the Vatican today. Back in New York, Fox executives clearly were not forgiven.
The Pope must be washing his hands now.
Forward, including this African-American Fox employee. Her attorney says
his hands smell like hot chocolate and falafel.
The company's anonymous tip line, alleging O'Reilly would leer and grunt at her, calling her hot chocolate.
Exactly!
You who has publicly defended O'Reilly when the scandal broke, President Trump, telling the New York Times,
I think he's a person I know well. He's a good person. Personally, I think he shouldn't have settled.
Trump, reportedly a friend of O'Reilly's for years and a frequent guest on his show.
Wow.
After the release of that infamous Access Hollywood video,
grab him right by the falafel.
You do it. You can do anything.
I'm not going to play too much of it because it's crude guy talk.
Then candidate Trump also defended
that's the show.
Roger Ailes before he was forced out last summer after his own harassment scandal with multiple accusers coming forward.
Yeah.
And tonight, after 20 years, a stunning fall for the Fox host. One of O'Reilly's accusers, radio host Wendy Walsh, saying she doesn't want money.
We know this is the tip of the iceberg.
And so let's get to our chief business.
So she wants his tip.
Well, if she wanted the tip, then there wouldn't be a scandal.
Exactly.
That's right.
By the way, so the voice you're hearing on the phone, Ralph is on the phone. Ralphie boy.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, guys?
How you doing, Ralphie boy?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? So I was doing two things at once. We had to get to the Bill O'Reilly story because everyone in Facebook Live land is yelling at me. Why aren't you talking about Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, I understand.
We wanted to do it fucking live.
Yeah, we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks! Well, we have to do that, but also, cause Ralph pretty much, he was begging me. because Ralph,
I was, yeah,
you were begging.
Yeah,
but it's for good reason.
For you, of course.
You were banging me. You were banging the man, the myth, the mouth, Uncle Eddie, to speak on your behalf, to have you on for a little bit.
Yes.
You called, you asked to promote something. Tell the people what you're promoting a little bit.
Ooh. Well, what's going on tomorrow in the early morning hours in Las Vegas is that the infamous Westboro Baptist Church. You know, those are the people who have those signs that say
God hates fags.
Poop. Yeah, guy, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That
church, if I could use that word, in the name of Jesus, is going to be. They're going to be over there in marching against what they call the face of the doomed American education in Las Vegas. They're going to go to the College of Southern Nevada, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and Rancho High School, and the Erotic Heritage Museum, which of course opposes Westboro. Is going to meet them down at the College of Southern Nevada and at the University of Nevada.
Now, Ralph, by the way, representing the Erotic Heritage Museum.
I am their PR liaison.
There you go. He's the PR liaison, which is French for guy who fucking makes sure you hear about my shit.
That's it, basically.
That's actually French right there. The Erotic Heritage Museum is going to go toe-to-toe with the Westboro Baptist Church. I don't expect there to be weapons, but if there were to be weapons, wouldn't it be fitting if you guys were to hit them with dildos?
Well, that's what I'm hoping, but you don't know. But I'm hoping dildos, and we'll be covered in dental dams. You know, we'll make sure we're well protected.
Protect yourself at all times. You have to protect yourself
Absolutely.
At all times. I honestly think that you guys should all show up to the rally wearing like assless chaps. And, you know,
water guns filled with
like some form
lotion.
Of body fluids.
No lotion.
No,
lotion.
I would have went right to semen and water.
Yeah, but then you know somebody will claim assault on that. You go the other route, you can use it as something
don't
funny.
Don't worry, you can't get in trouble. All you have to do is sing "I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar" during the festivities, and you'll just get away with it because you'll be defending women's rights.
If you go in assless chaps, I think everybody would go in assless chaps.
I'm wearing assless chaps right now. Not that I wanted to.
It is a Wednesday night, after all.
Well, I know. I just have a hole in my pants. So they're a little assless, a little backdoor action. Never hurt anybody.
Cool.
So people, be on the lookout. Now, where can they go find out more information about the Erotic Heritage Museum and how their war against the Westboro Baptist Church.
Okay.
So, by the way, we've had on this very program, we had Shirley Phelps on this very program.
Really?
And we got her in a, we got her really good, because we had her talk to a gay man the whole time on the program and not know that he was a gay man. And we stood there going, yeah, fuck them fags and blah, blah, all this stuff. And she was just lured in because she is that stupid. The whole Phelps family is that stupid. Wow. By the way, sue me. I don't give a shit. But the fact of the matter is, then we broadsided her with the gay man. We had him talking about how he sucks cock and all that good stuff.
Ew.
And we really got her. We got her by the gonads there. But the fact of the matter is, your thing is a little more impressive because you guys are face to face. She didn't have the balls to face us.
I don't know. You know, all I know is that when we put the blog up the other day about, you know, what we thought about all this and showing up, and Fred Phelps Jr. got in touch immediately, tweeted immediately that he was, you know, looking forward to meeting us. But I guess this shit's gonna hit the fan, you know, sooner or later. Tomorrow, I guess it's going to happen.
Dude, if you make the news, please scream out the name of my show.
Eddie, I scream out your name anyway. Just on a normal basis.
Yeah, during sex?
Well, no, when he's masturbating and he has a fucking belt around his neck.
Who doesn't, you know?
Yeah, when he's in the office at the Erotic Heritage Museum and he's in his own PR office.
Let me give you, if you want to go find out more, go to the Erotic Heritage Museum's website, which is www.eroticmuseumvegas.com, or you could call them over at 702-794-4000.
Ooh.
And they're on, ironically, they're right under the shadow of Trump's casino and hotel there.
Oh. They're right on this, just right across the corner from Trump, in the shadow of Trump. They're at 3275 Sammy Davis Jr. Drive in Las Vegas.
How else is he going to grab him by the pussy? He has to be right there. It's,
yeah. Pussy's got to be somewhere.
He's got to, when he has a craving, it's got to be in fucking walking distance.
I totally agree.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
By the way, Nick, the C1T said, hashtag heckle for ham. Mm-hmm. I think that should be you should get white t-shirts, hashtag heckle, you was writing on there, heckle for ham, go out there, wave your dildos proud, show the assholes at the Westboro Baptist Church that they just can't defile gay people and blame the world's problems on the gays, and they just can't spread their hate that they do. Because if I can't spread my awesomeness, because a lot of people bar that sometimes. You can't spread your hate. So fuck off, Phelps family. Suck a bag of dicks.
Man, spread your legs.
And then when you get a chance, after you're done sucking a bag of dicks, come by the Erotic Heritage Museum.
Please do.
Will show you.
Maybe they can learn something.
Yeah, they will teach you that, that the figs are okay, people.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are. That's for sure. Everybody's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Greco,
okay, Ralph,
from the Erotic Heritage Museum. Ralph, thank you for calling in, buddy.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. It's great to talk to you again, really.
Absolutely.
Well.
Dude, come by, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Anytime, man. I'll be there in an hour.
All right, sweet.
Okay.
Get in the car.
Okay.
Get in the car.
We won't be here, but
get in the car.
That'll leave you.
Okay.
Good.
Just knock three times.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Thanks again. Thank
love you,
you
too,
much.
Ralphie.
Thank
Ralphie
you,
boy.
Yo.
No, Ralphie boy.
Yeah.
Nah, he's a nice guy. Why do
people have to interfere in other people's lives? That's what always gets me about these kind of protests.
Because people care too much. That's the problem.
You're right, Uncle.
When people tell you that, people don't care in America anymore. Yeah. They care too much.
Yeah.
They pry in everyone's shit.
Yeah.
Like, perfect example, the Aaron Hernandez thing.
Uh-huh.
There are people that are honestly fucking getting it. By the way, he killed himself if you've been living under a rock.
Yeah.
This morning, the story broke.
Well, according to his
certain agent,
he may not have done this himself.
Yeah, how did he not? Can I bring up one point?
He took pills, right?
No, he hung himself.
Oh,
how did he not kill himself, Billy? I'm not saying this to you. I'm just throwing it out to his agent. How did he not? The door was barred from the inside.
Yeah. Right, it's an inside job.
Okay,
that's right.
So unless the killer was a ninja.
Ah.
And had some kind of weird ability to hide in the fucking room.
Prison guard.
Or a prison guard decided that he, was going
to unlock it, go in,
kill the dude.
Hang him up and then close the door and leave.
That's fucking impressive. That is an impressive feat.
Yeah.
If that's what happened. If that's what transpired, then that's amazing. But I really do believe that Aaron Hernandez, formerly of the New England Patriots, offed himself, quite frankly, folks, with bed sheets and some bars and that. But the point I was getting at about people caring too much, there are a strong contingency, Joe, that are out there now.
Absolutely.
That are saying that, we should feel bad. He's a fucking murderer. Why should I feel bad?
That's right.
For a guy who is a convicted murderer.
He's not a nice man.
Who killed a man?
Yeah.
Killed a guy.
Multiple men.
No. He just got acquitted.
Acquitted on those charges.
Well, that doesn't mean he didn't do it.
Exactly.
Well, but in the court of law,
yeah.
Not the court of public opinion, which is what seems to be what matters most of all.
OJ is innocent too, you know?
Well, no, OJ is still looking for the killer.
Yeah.
He's still looking.
Is he there? That's why he went to jail. He went to jail to find him.
Right, to look for him inside.
Right. It's an undercover job.
Right, he's just like Nevada Smith. You know?
I'm going to find him inside of a jail cell. No one thought of that, did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking now. I'm still looking.
I checked the golf courses before. Now I got to go inside.
There was nobody in those holes.
Plan B, I got to do fucking the jail cells.
I found a gopher.
Yeah. After that, I'm going to start looking at the bunny ranch.
Hey, stay away from my bunny ranch. Okay. I said Trump told us to buy American. Yeah. That's why we in the Ham Radio Show only get our hookers from Dennis Hoff and the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Totally American.
Because that is proudly made in the USA.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's where it goes. I'm just saying. Hashtag heckle for the ham, by the way, is still now up and running.
Yay.
For the fine people who are going to be in Las Vegas and rallying against the Westboro Baptist Church. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Also, by the way, Joe, I might be.
No, you won't be.
Let me tell you right now, I might be.
Yes. Speculation.
There is a possibility.
Okay.
Of me.
Yes.
Moving into the number two spot of the fucking
so you're going to shit?
No. Of the Deadpool.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear the story?
Who's sick?
Now, let me just point out, Joe, you had Chuck Berry, I had Don Rickles.
Yeah.
All right? In the hospital as we speak. George W. H.W. Bush.
The old man.
Herbert Walker in the hospital again for pneumonia.
He's ready for Freddy.
All right. He really is. Served for president from 1989 to 93.
Yeah.
Has spent 16 days in the hospital for treatment in January.
Right.
For the same condition.
And they brought him out, sent him to the Super Bowl.
And he flipped the coin and he looked like the walking fucking dead, even though he wasn't walking.
He's shot. He got long.
Right.
How old is he anyway? He's in his 90s.
Right? He was born in 1924.
Okay. Oh, so yeah, I think it's okay.
All right. However, if he is to perish,
you would be ahead.
I now get ahead in the Deadpool bingo.
I know.
Because I would have, right there, let me just say, diagonal from Don Rickles, I have George Bush. And I made sure that the board, Danny, can you show the people the board on the Facebook, the Facebook Live, please? If you notice, diagonal from Don Riggles, it says Herbert Walker Bush, because somebody would have been a dick and be like, you only have the W. But that was just a an update.
Who's your dark horse, the one who's least likely to die on your list?
On my list?
Yeah. On your list?
Danny, who do I got on my list? Danny, be part of the show. Who are you?
You got, well, besides George Bush, you have Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner probably next to go.
He's ready. He's ready.
Oh, Jake LaMotta, I think was your dark horse.
Yeah, my Jake LaMotta from Raging Bull.
Wasn't he dead already?
No.
Did you fuck my wife?
And, Norman Lear, you have.
Norman Lear.
That's a dark horse, too.
Yeah, I was really, for a man who's a fan of comedy,
yeah.
I was attacking comedy with both barrels.
Wow.
Don Rickles and Norman Lear.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, and I like nudity, and I went after fucking Hef. I hated H.W. Bush, so, I mean, if he dies,
yeah,
it's a no biggie.
Yeah.
Billy and I still yet to make the board,
yeah.
But it's still early.
We're Danny, who's on your team? I don't even know who's
on your
team.
I got Kirk Douglas.
He's ready. He's close to 100.
Yeah.
He is. He's 100. He's 100 years of age.
I mean, nobody lives that long.
Hugh Downs.
Huge Downs.
Hugh Downs.
Yeah.
Nobody cares if he lives or dies.
Doesn't matter. If he dies, he makes Danny's list. Danny gets a point. By the way, we're talking about Deadpool Bingo here on the Ham Radio Show.
Henry Kissinger.
He's not dead.
No, he's still going.
Wow.
And Prince Philip, the Queen's husband. Philip, Queen of England's husband.
What about the Queen? She's got to be 100.
He's been sick.
Yeah, but no one picked the Queen.
No one picked the Queen.
Danny went
God
to the hubby.
God saves the Queen.
God save the Queen. What's on Billy?
Sir Williams.
Sir Williams.
For me, my dark horse definitely is going to be like Iggy Pop.
By the way, the Queen is 90 years of age.
Yeah.
Nick, the CNN.
And he's old. And Prince Philip, I think, is older than her.
Right.
Much older.
Yeah. Not much older. Yeah, but he's older. He's not maybe 2-3 years.
Billy's
yeah.
dark horse is Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop is he looked dead when he started.
And then he had to be a dick and pick Stan Lee.
Stan Lee.
Dick.
Yeah.
Even I didn't cross that line, but just saying.
Then he's got Carol Channing.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell.
That's just mean.
No, he's ready to go, Glenn Campbell.
Well, he's losing shame. His mind.
He doesn't even remember that he's Glenn Campbell. Yeah. What the fuck?
It's a shame because he's a fairly young guy. I mean, physically, he could last a long time, Billy. I think you're going to lose with that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to lose with them all.
And it's a race between your president, ex-president, and Billy's ex-president, Jimmy Carter.
Oh, Bush is going before Carter. Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind.
Carter's
Bush is definitely
in shape.
Unless you Carter never know. Comes you in and walk, runs a...
You never know. You can walk down the street.
Wouldn't it be fucking great if Jimmy Carter turned out to have a fucking peanut allergy? Wouldn't that be some shit?
Yeah.
Like, just out of nowhere, he has a peanut allergy.
And his brother Billy hates beer.
Yeah. I hate it.
You never know.
I want to go in a time machine and drink some Billy beer.
Really? It was supposed to be the most horrible beer. It was terrible.
It was probably no frills beer, just even worse.
We got to get a sponsor for the fucking Deadpool.
Deadpool, yeah.
Deadpool bingo.
So you know any funeral homes?
Well, because I want to, like, it seems like
who makes embalming fluid? We'll have them sponsor us.
The Deadpool bingo brought to you by Chris's Mortuary.
Yeah.
You kill them, we grill them.
Yeah.
It's now a 6 foot deep special.
Kill him, we chill them.
Well, no, that's the special. They got a 6 foot deep fucking special over the weekend. They'll do two holes for the price of one.
Yes.
That's Chris's Mortuary in East Brunswick, New Jersey. Proud sponsor of Deadpool Bingo.
You stab them, we slam them.
There you go. Do we have it, Danny? How much time do I have? 5 minutes before we have to go to the Spank Bank Girl of the Week?
Four.
Quatro. I can't even start a new topic. God damn, white people.
Prince Philip.
Yes.
The Duke of Edinburgh is 95.
95. So he's 5 years older than the Queen.
Wow. Yeah.
He just doesn't know it either.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, some of these people are dead already. They just keep them around because they make money for them. Sure. Like Elvis.
He's still alive.
Well, that's what I mean.
He's hiding.
He's at an island somewhere in the Caribbean.
Did you watch Men in Black? He didn't die. He just went home.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if we can... I don't have time to get into this.
What? Well, go fast.
It's a two-minute video, but by the time I set it up and talk about it, it's bad. Like, maybe we can even have when Vicky Chase is on, when the Spank Man Girl of the Week is on.
Play the video?
Yeah, we can bring her into the conversation. Because it has to do with a radio program where they beat up the guest. Oh. And it's a well-known guest. It's not a fucking nobody. It's a somebody that people know. And the video's everywhere.
I thought that was this show.
Yeah, having a guest on, we could show her how great our interview is compared to their interview where the guest gets his ass beat.
All right.
Now, if that doesn't tease enough for you,
hey, yo.
I don't know what. Debbie, how are you? Carter is a salty dog. He's going to hang in there. Jimmy Carter's not going to hang in there. He has a peanut allergy. He's going to die. Asphyxiation. Yeah. Right when he's hammering a nail on a homeless person's house.
What? He's gaining strength.
Gaining strength! Update! God damn it!
Aha!
Son of a bitch. Sean Connery's gonna die.
He's in high spirits! What the fuck?
That means they doped him up really well.
Yeah.
Well, usually.
He's gonna be dead by morning.
Joe's got Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. Yeah.
Sean Connery.
Billy, maybe we can get the same prison guard who killed Aaron Hernandez to bust into HW's room and just off him.
Bill Cosby and Betty White rounds out Joe.
Betty White, she's going to go.
Joe and me on the board, Deadpool Bingo, trying to make sure that we can get me a twofer.
Yeah. You know, summertime kills off a lot of people, too. They can't take the heat, these old people, you know?
Joe, go outside.
Because they're all not rich and can't have air conditioning.
718-577-1389. When we come back here on the big show, it will be the Spank Man Girl of the Week, the lovely, the vivacious, the vixen herself, Vicky Chase. When we come back. I was doing check after these words, but I didn't get to get out. Billy pushed the button. Ready? Joe, are you ready?
I'm ready.
After these words. And he doesn't do it.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Bye.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida, and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP. Making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Come on, AC/DC, Back in Black, come on. I'm like Aaron Hernandez. Too soon? 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show.
No, it's not.
Let's see if we can get our Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
Let's see if we get the right number this week.
I double-checked the number.
You did that last week.
I double-checked the number. Let's see if it works.
It's a wonderful thing. You're going to make chicken marinara.
Better than chicken mozzarella.
No. Yeah, a little Parmesan.
Parmesan and cheese are no good.
Sometimes cheese.
Hey, does cheese go bad?
Yes!
What? Yeah?
Except for blue cheese.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's the Ham Radio Show.
And where are you?
And where are you? We're looking for Vicky Chase. Whenever you get this, call me back. It's the Ham Radio Show live on filtheradionetwork.com, baby. All right. Bye.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
The phone thing just disappeared, so.
There you go.
I'm going to bring it back. Hold on. Where'd it go? What did it do?
Hey.
There it is.
I don't know what happened.
I know what happened.
This guy always sings like he's got a pig up his ass or something.
Wee, wee.
Well, that's
that is AC/DC, oh, yeah, my friend.
Great group.
And you did not defile the name of AC/DC.
No. They're a great group, but this seems like he's got a pig up his ass.
Wee! Wee! Got a pig up his ass.
That's what it sounds like.
Joe,
what a weird
late 70s, early 80s. You know.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for the beautiful Vicky Chase. Are you there?
Hi.
Yay! We got the right number!
Okay, welcome to the video.
I love when they actually say, yeah, it's me.
Oh, my gosh. Something like, oh, no, it's not me.
Yeah, it's not me. Or they try to put on a dude's voice, and they're like, no, I'm in the shower.
That's right.
No way, girls actually do that.
Well, sometimes we've had people that like because they forget they're supposed to do an interview and they'll call from the gym, and they'll just like they're like, oh, no, she's not here right now. Call her back in about 5 minutes, and they run to like a spot in the gym where they can talk and shit and do everything. So it's pretty funny.
Sure,
that is funny.
Vicky Chase, one of the most sexiest women, by the way. Ooh. I have to say, no, seriously, not like I have a chance with you, but I do have to say, one of the hottest fucking women it's gonna come off wrong. I knew of you because I've jerked off to you. I didn't know your name. Like, is that wrong? Like, I've jerked off, dude, I'm telling you, I've jerked off to her many times, Joe.
You've been intimate.
But, no, I've been very intimate with the lovely Vicky Chase, our Spank Bang Girl of the Week, by the way.
Very cool.
But did not know her name.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did not know her name. I've jerked off many a time. Would be like, oh, who's that beautiful, now, what is your nationality exactly?
Well, I am exactly, Latina. Or better yet, I should say Mexicana.
Sí, Mexicana.
My parents are from Mexico.
Qué linda. Muy bueno.
But I always get that I'm Asian, man. Like, all the time. I feel like, man, maybe at some point in my ancestry I was. I don't believe that I am right now.
Somebody with a sombrero fucked somebody with an egg roll. They had to be. Because
somewhere down the line, yes.
Because Danny, by the way, has the pictorial going up, the Spank Bang Girl of the Week pictorial, the lovely Vicky Chase, who's, by the way, not Asian, which totally...
No.
The first thing out of my mouth, by the way, when I was talking to Joe, I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way, a little hot Asian broad's going to be on the show today. Now, not Asian. I did not know that.
No, but if you want me to be Asian, puppy, I will be Asian.
Oh, mamacita, she called me papi chulo.
But if you go to...
I'll be Chinese, okay. I'll be Japanese,
okay,
and on my knees.
Woo! She's a poet.
You'll be my girlfriend.
You'll be my girlfriend, you come here. You make me Kung Pao chicken. You make me do cream of some young
you
guy
guys
in my
like
pants.
To party? $5. Where's that one from, what is the movie?
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Can you do that whole scene for me right now as I masturbate?
Stop this.
We like you long time. You like me long time.
How
does
it go?
Oh, you want a party? You like me long time.
You want a party?
It's so great I have to feed her the line.
I tell you.
I don't know. So sexy. Just X out of that, Danny. I don't know. This thing's flying around on our screen. I would like to see. Can I see the sexy pictorial, Danny? Is it possible? Wait, hold on, Denny. Where are you? Is it possible? I'd like to see. Oh, there. Ooh, there's some of them coming up right now. The spank bank of the girl. Spank bank of the girl. Do you hear what I'm fucking saying?
Yes.
Because I'm staring at the pictures, and it's so goddamn hot.
You have him tongue-tied.
And I'm telling you, I jerked off to her many times without knowing her name. I need to learn it. It's Vicky Chase, not Asian.
Well, we've never formally met.
No.
Hello, nice to meet you. I'm Vicky Chase.
How are you? This is my right arm. I'm holding the mic right now. He has met you many times. And all right, I have to ask you a question. We were discussing this before. We'll get to what you plug in a second. But I do have to ask, when you do the photo shoots, when they do, like, when you're on the set and you do the photo shoots, do they get a lot of, is there like a standard, like, list of things they want you to take pictures of? Because it seems like there are a lot of, like, asshole pics.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends. You know, if I'm doing an anal movie, which is something that's very popular for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of ass shots.
Well, that's because your ass is amazing. She has a fucking sweet duper. Her ass
Thank
is...
you.
But they're also like, there's one where you have thank you, Danny. That is a, look at that ass, Joe. Mm. Look at that ass.
I am looking at that.
It's a champ.
There is nothing out of whack on that ass. There's nothing, not a pimple. There's not a hair. It is like perfect. But then we go to this picture where you have a gaping, that's not the gaping asshole. That's where she just spread, she's in a folded position with her legs behind her ears, and she's spreading her butthole. Now, I got to ask, do they go, okay, show us your butthole, and you decide to do that picture? Or do they go, okay, we need the one where you put your legs behind your head and you fucking show us your butthole?
You know, it's a little bit of both.
That is the weirdest question.
I'm going with their direction, but I'm also doing whatever my body wants to be doing.
All right.
So.
There you go.
The thing about modeling, you gotta keep moving, you know, you gotta, you know, get as many different shots as possible, and some of them, you know, they become your signature, and I think that one is kind of one of my signature moves, just because I can do that so well.
Which is more famous, your butthole or your butt? I would say butt.
Oh my god, unfortunately it's in my asshole.
My butthole is world famous.
There you go.
My asshole's, but I find that that's all right. I don't have the ass shots. You know, my ass is 100% organic. And some people, you know, the more they see back there, the more they want to keep seeing. But all I got is my asshole, guys.
Well, if it matters, I mean, I said before that, oh, it's a hot Asian broad with a Latina ass. So now I know it's just a Latina ass. Yeah, so, I mean, if it helps, because you have Latin women have some of the greatest curves alone, but their asses rival that of the blacks. The black women have the ass, the Latino women have the ass, the white women are starting to get imported ass.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's coming from, I don't know what's going on.
Surgical implants.
I saw a girl today. I was going to the radio station this morning. I saw a girl today in a pair of sweatpants, white girl, but had a black girl's ass. I was amazed, and I think I followed her around like Bill O'Reilly on the ferry. I was just staring at her because I think ass is way more sexier than boobs.
You think so? I mean, yeah, I think it's been popular now for some years now. It's all about the ass, more so than the boob.
But I would...
You know, you still got the boob guys out there.
Huh.
Love big curves.
Let me hear you, boob guys. Who likes the boobs?
Yay!
There you go.
Yay!
I don't know. I'm more, and not even because I want to fuck you in the ass. I wouldn't turn it down. But I don't know. It's not that I want to fuck you in the ass. I think I just want to grab your ass. Like,
oh yeah, there's enough for you to grab. It's a handful, you know. It's a very healthy, firm handful.
When Danny was going through the pictures, Danny, that was Vicky Chase that when you were going through all the slides for the Spank Bank Girl of the Week pictorial. By the way, hamradioshow.com. to view that.
Yes.
Danny, was that the fisting? Was that on that thing? In a bunch of those slides, not in these slides.
No. Yeah, that was in there, but I don't know.
Fisting...
you can't see the who was getting fisted.
All right, so have you ever been fisted on film?
Yes, actually, it was kink.com and their website. Maybe I made it onto a DVD, but yes, I actually have by Francesca Lay.
Wow. How does that feel?
The wonderful Francesca Lay.
How does Francesca's fist feel in your vaginas?
Wow. It wasn't my vagina. It was actually my
she fisted. That was her asshole? I got to stop looking at these pictures from far away. She was fisting your asshole?
Yeah. It gives a lot more than my pussy.
See, the asshole got the fucking top billing.
There you go.
She's right. Her asshole is more fucking is more popular than her fucking butt. That's amazing. How did that feel when somebody's hands up your asshole working you like a Muppet? How did that feel?
How do you
that
prepare?
Was intense, man. I was like, whoa. Thank God for the Hitachi in the room because she was pleasuring me. And that's the only way my asshole gave way to her fist. But it was something I wanted to try. You know, kink.com is very crazy and they want to push your limits. I gave it a shot. I've had bigger dicks in my ass than her fist.
Well, who hasn't? I mean, sorry, was my microphone on?
I think so, yeah.
By the way, the girl who's had bigger dicks in her ass will be Vicky Chase there, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, will be appearing at the world-famous Philly Gold Club April 20th through the 22nd. And you can talk to her about fisting all you want. You can't fist her asshole. That's one thing they will not allow at the world famous Philly Gold Club.
Unfortunately.
They will not allow you to do that. You, even if you try to slip her a 20, it won't work. It's not going to work.
It won't work. It's just not the place or the time. I will, however.
Yes.
Give you a lap dance if you're.
So you can pretend. In your brain.
Yeah.
As the beautiful, I mean, trust me, if Vicky Chase is rubbing her body, that beautiful ass, those little titties that are just, they're just nice though. They're just a, like, literally, cause Danny couldn't, I don't want to call Danny out to the carpet, but I will. At one point, there's a picture of you in our, Spank Bank Girl of the Week pictorial where you're wearing a purple dress.
Yeah.
And you're pulling it down, and your boobies are out. But Danny didn't even notice your boobs, because they're not monstrous. You don't have giant boobies.
Oh, they're not that small.
But they're you're not flat-chested.
No, they're natural 34Cs, natural.
Nice.
Well, that's the thing. I think your ass takes away from your boobs. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? I think everyone's like... Good.
They're both nice, you know, like I have.
Oh no, you're, trust me.
I have just as much as top as I do at the bottom, you know, like they're both equally, like, matched. Some girls have bigger asses and they have boobs. Some girls have bigger boobs and they have ass. I feel like I have a little bit of both, you know.
Oh no, most definitely.
Not be greedy.
Not one person in this room is turning you down. Let's just fucking bring that, make that fucking established.
That's for sure.
Because you are a sexy piece of ass. You are a beautiful woman.
Yes.
Thank you.
There is
thank
no.
Thank you very much.
Like, she has got model looks. That's the other thing. Like, you ever see these girls in porn? Sometimes you can look at a girl in porn and you go, okay, I understand why she does porn. I get it. But then you look at, like, a girl like Vicky Chase and you're like, why the fuck aren't you modeling? And doing, like, you know, like, everything. Porn, mainstream stuff, everything. You are definitely that hot. And another one that wears these fucking dresses. Like, Danny has a picture up on the thing. You're in a white dress and a purple dress and all that. We put up pictures of you fully clothed because that's how sexy you are.
Aw, thank you. I wanted to be a model. That was something I wanted to do. I wanted to be a model. I wanted to be a superstar. And
well, you are a superstar.
I found that through porn, in a way.
Yeah.
Kind of it's all right. I'm happy. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, you've definitely, I mean, you've done a shitload of stuff. You've been nominated for, like, you know, a shitload of awards. You got 2 AVN awards. I mean, you've done 300 movies. I mean, you've done a lot of stuff. You've worked with everybody because you're a big name. We were discussing before Joe likes to touch himself.
I do.
Joe, say hi to Vicky, buddy.
Hi.
But he likes to do it with sandpaper.
Well, he likes to do it with sandpaper, but he also likes to do it while during the show.
Yeah.
Because he sits in his own little section behind me.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, exactly. And it's quite frankly creepy. But he's doing it by himself, and he likes to know ahead of time, like, who's the girl coming on? Blah, blah, blah. And we explain who you are and everything. So, of course, he looked you up, and he's checking out all your stuff. And I was telling him, I'm like, yo, she's a big name in porn. She's been around. She's done a lot of stuff because she is that hot, and she's like one of the. She's a hot commodity,
absolutely,
as they say.
Yeah.
And
I'm a hard worker. You know, like,
exactly.
She's a Mexican. We work.
She's a hard working Mexican.
God bless you.
Andale, mi amiga. Andale.
A trabajar.
Trabajo. He does a lot of trabajo.
Yeah, who says Mexicans are lazy?
No, not you.
I go to work. I work on all those cocks. I mean, have you seen my blow bangs?
Exactly. I have seen this bitch fuck, and let me tell you, this bitch is the most non-lazy Mexican I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
They need to do one time. They need to definitely have the Mexican hat dance behind her. Like when she's doing one of those, just because it would be funny if they, because they don't need to speed up the fucking footage. So it would be hysterical to watch her have a sex scene. And then you, her name is Vicky Chase. It works so well. It works so well. Vicky, do you have time to play a game with us, my love?
I do. What's the game?
All right. Are you? All right. There are some criteria here. Are you alone?
It's just me and my pup. So yeah, I guess she doesn't really count.
Well, no, she counts. Of course, she counts.
We'll be
right back. What kind of dog?
She's a teacup Yorkie.
Of course, she is.
So
really fine hair, teacup Yorkie. She's my little baby. I had no idea how like needy and childlike they really are. The Yorkie brand.
It's kind of.
They're like very loyal to one person.
Yeah.
She's very needy.
It's kind of, the breed's fucking name is Teacup. How is it not needy?
You know, they were bred to kill rats in the castle. They're
not a teacup Yorkie. A Yorkie, well,
not a
was.
No.
But the regular
he was
Yorkies,
man-made.
Dude, the rats are bigger than the teacup Yorkie.
Yeah, but they can be very vicious. They can be very strong.
I'm sure that Vicky Chase can be very vicious too.
They have an attitude, you know. They're like from Brooklyn, you know. Like, hey, you know.
I'm a Yorkie.
Oh yeah,
hey.
He's ferocious.
I got that.
He is that.
Don't fool with me.
I'll give her that.
I'm humping the pillow over here. God damn it. All right, so let me play the, of course it has, you know, it has music because it's a game and, you know, most game shows have theme music, yeah, Joe, right?
That's right.
All right, well, let's play it. Here it is. Come on.
And now, Ham Radio presents Master Babe Theater.
All right, it's Master Babe Theater with the lovely, vivacious vixen herself, Vicky Chase, and her teacup Yorkie hanging out in the home. It's a very simple game, Masturbate Theater. All you have to do is either you have two options. You can either masturbate for real, or you can give us a fake orgasm. We don't care. It's okay.
Yeah, either one is good.
We're men. We can't decide. It's okay.
Us.
If you do have some form of apparatus that you're going to use, just put it up against the phone so we can hear it.
Okay.
And if the Yorkie's going to get involved, just, you know, let it happen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Well, actually, I don't think we can do that
legally. I'm not going to penalize her, Billy. You shut up.
Oh, yeah.
But legally, I think that could be done.
You shut up. Oh, is that the Hitachi wand?
You know it,
baby. All right, so
I'm turning it up.
She's turning it up. Put it right against the phone. Let me hear it right against the phone.
Okay.
There you go. Sounds like a fucking steamship.
Holy crap!
It's coming in.
I just got wrecked.
Hi-o. All right, so
you guys feel that?
Yes, I felt that. My father felt that, and he's dead.
Yeah.
Oof. Oofa. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to put, Danny, what, like a minute on the clock?
1 minute.
Put a minute on the clock.
Or you can feel free to go longer.
Yeah, yeah. There is a, it's a casual clock, I would say.
Good, because this is not my Hitachi. This is my wireless Hitachi, which is not as strong as my power cord Hitachi. Power cord Hitachi, I can do in 2 minutes or less.
Uh-huh.
Wireless is more like 3 to 4 minutes.
Well, here's what you do. Go outside, jump fucking jumper cables and a car battery, and let's see this fucker unleash.
There you go, boy. Put it in high gear.
All right, so we got the lovely Vicky Chase, our Spankmaker of the Week. By the way, the pictorial is up on hamradioshow.com. You can go look at the pictorial while she touches herself during Masturbate Theater. She has her wireless Hitachi wand. We're going to put a minute on the clock, but she can go as long as it takes. We don't care. Please be as graphic and as loud as possible.
Yes.
And also, I'm going to spin the wheel. I'm going to give it to Danny today. Danny,
yes.
Say hi.
Hi.
Danny will be the guy's name that you're going to... Yeah, Danny.
I said hi.
I know, but she's saying it back there.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, look at him. Oh, he's hitting on Vicky Chase. Yeah, this is so
Danny
sexy.
Danny has a giant penis.
Yes, he has a giant penis.
So they say.
Yes, Danny, out of everybody in the room, Danny has got a, we call him the Danaconda.
The Danaconda, yes.
Because his dick is, it's like a snake.
It'll swallow you right up.
It has spots. And it has a tongue.
I've been known to swallow them.
Ooh. Yes. Danny, yeah. She takes, in the ass, she takes big cock, so. You might, even though you have the biggest cock in the room, it might not be the, it might not be the equipment she needs.
Right, yeah.
Is all I'm saying.
Okay.
So just pretend like your dick's a Hitachi wand and start shaking it. That's all I'm saying. Alright, so here's what we're gonna do. Danny will be the name you scream out. Please start masturbating. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Vicky Chase.
Yes.
And, go ahead. The floor is yours, my love. The floor is yours.
Oh, Danny. Danny, I want your big hard cock over here. Teasing this fucking pussy so good. Teasing with your hard cock, Danny. Danny. Ooh. Ooh, please give it to me. Tease me with that big hard cock, Danny. Before you stick it so deep up my pussy. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Daddy. Oh, fuck me. Yes. Oh, deeper, Daddy. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Please don't stop. Oh my god!
Yeah, take it!
Danny, yes!
Oh, yes!
Such a giver.
That was terrific.
She goes, such a giver.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she's fucking not only beautiful, she's funny as hell.
I know, that was so cool.
Oh, baby. That was definitely hot. I was pretending I was Danny. I started stuffing stuff in my pants to make my dick look bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny.
Oh, wow.
Are you still rubbing your pussy? I mean, you can keep rubbing it while I do your plugs if you want. I'm not going to. I would never stop a beautiful woman from rubbing her pussy.
Absolutely not.
I would never do that.
The Philly Gold Club?
Yes, the Philly Gold Club will have they will be. The world famous Philly Gold Club, Billy, by the way.
Yes.
We'll have the honor and the privilege of having the Spank Bang Girl of the Week, Vicky Chase, appearing April 20th through the 22nd. She will not be using her Hitachi wand on stage. She
that
might
we
be.
Know of.
I don't know. You know what? I shouldn't speak for the lovely Vicky Chase. She will not be
having.
They
have rules.
They have rules.
It's not like it's Crazy Horse in San Francisco where I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yes, there are rules, but of course Vicky Chase is going to take those rules and she's going to bend them, not break them, but bend them enough that you're going to get one hell of a show at the world famous Philly Gold Club April 20th to the 22nd. And yes, absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, I have to make the announcement. There will be no anal fisting by any of the patrons at the world famous Philly Gold Club.
That's correct.
All right. So,
but if you go across the street to the Wawa,
yes, go to the Wawa parking lot. She might let you do it. That's up to her.
That's right.
Nobody else. Just Vicky Chase, just the wonderful, beautiful Spank Bang Girl of the Week, Vicky Chase.
Yes.
Who, by the way, I think I got pre-cum from that. I'm not gonna lie. She made my dick wet.
Oh,
it was an amazing thing.
It was good, yeah.
I think the teacup Yorgie should have gotten involved, but that's just me.
Well,
I'm into some freaky shit.
That's wrong. That's so wrong.
When you're doing that, does the dog look at you and go, "What's wrong with my master?
What are you doing all day?"
No.
Oh my God, yeah. She's always like, you know, she gets up and she kind of looks at me kind of like, "Are you all right?"
is my master okay?
Does this mean I can't go for a walk?
I really got to take a shit. When you're done,
stop
can...
bacon.
It's a bacon strip. The beautiful Vicky Chase, baby. Thank you for being on the show. Do you want to plug anything else? Plug your Twitter. Plug your Facebook. Plug whatever you want, baby.
Okay, yes. Please follow me on Twitter, you guys.
Okay.
I have also an Instagram, which I'm very, very active with, as well as my Twitter. So, yeah, go follow them both and check me out on VickyChaseShop.com for a menu of my appearances.
Yeah.
There you go. And for more information about the World Famous Gold Club, go to info@worldfamousgoldclub.com or just worldfamousgoldclub.com. She will be there. I'm telling you right now, the World Famous Philly Gold Club, Vicky Chase, April 20th to the 22nd. Thank you, baby, for being on the show. You were outstanding.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you, baby. Now go take that dog for a walk, okay?
I'll do that.
All right, baby.
Bye.
Love you. Talk to you later. One hell of a beautiful
yes.
woman. Come on, guys. Come on.
And funny, too.
I came. She came.
I came. Everybody came.
Everybody came. We all came. We arrived together.
We all got in the boat together.
And safely.
And nobody fell down.
That's right.
Oh, God.
That's like the rains of Ranchapur.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. Joe was talking and ruining my buzz.
Oh, sorry.
So I just fucking had to do that.
Okay. I haven't heard that in a while.
Hey, twice, Joe.
Shut the fuck up.
I didn't have the volume up that much on the second time.
Okay.
But the beautiful Vicky Chase, by the way, outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking A. What a great, you know, like, there are some girls in porn that we can't fucking stand. And then there are other girls in porn that you're like, this is
yeah.
what, this is, who I want to talk to.
Yeah.
The fun-loving, having a great fucking, a gay old time kind of chick. That's what we want.
That's right.
Is it that hard to, by the way, girls pay attention. That's what men want
yeah.
in life.
Hoo-ha.
Is well, it yeah. that hard? Can bisexual Marcus find a broad that's like that?
They gotta make you laugh, man.
Who can fucking crack a joke?
That's right.
Who can masturbate in front of her teacup Yorkie? That's what we need in life.
Oh, man.
That's what we want. That's what we need.
Absolutely.
The beautiful Vicky Chase, at Vicky Chase on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah.
And she is our Spank Bang Girl of the Week. If you go to hamradioshow.com, of course, you will see Danny's lovely pictorial that is up there. By the way.
Danny's nude in it, too.
Danny's in the pictorial yeah. as well.
Yes.
You have to find him, though.
Yes.
He'll be,
he's like Waldo. He's
yes.
by the wall.
Somewhere we've hid Danny's giant penis. Check the bushes behind Vicky in some of the photos.
We is hide it in the foliage.
Yes.
There it is.
Who
you go,
takes
oh,
the time to do that?
What is that, a banana plant? And we're like, yes, it is a banana plant.
It's Danny's dick.
It's Danny's dick. By the way, Friday, we're doing this again. We're going to do a Friday night special. Everyone,
unbelievably, yeah.
It's the AKA Everybody But Billy show.
Yeah.
Is going to be going on. I believe that Pothead Jerry's going to be hanging
yes,
out with us.
Yes, our very special guest.
So it's going to be a good show. Uncle
yeah.
Jerry's going to be hanging out. So it's Uncle Eddie, Uncle Jerry, Joe, Billy, and well, maybe we'll have guests. I don't know. But we're going to do this again Friday night. Ooh, what was that, Billy? Were you masturbating over there, yeah. dude?
Oh.
Ooh. doing his own Spank Bank Girl of the Week himself. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back,
yes.
Who knows what the fuck's going to happen?
We don't know.
It's crazy
we
shit.
No,
I know there'll be a live read.
There will be a live read.
There will be a live
read. And we're going to do a, yes, Nick, by the way, is very exciting. You're doing a Friday show. Yes, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Yeah.
Got so much shit to talk about.
That's right.
Sit down, relax. We'll be right back after these words. Yay.
Come on, just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I gotta be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise!
Ham Radio.
Holy shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, are you stupid?
DallasNovelty.com. These are the things you need to know. DallasNovelty.com. That's right. 2017 AVN Awards nominee. Free priority shipping of $49 plus. Discreet packaging and billing. New payment options right there from Amazon Pay and Apple Pay and all that good stuff. They are the creme de la creme when it comes to getting your sex toys. Because sex is for everybody. And they want to prove that to you at DallasNovelty.com. Get your LeGuan. That's right, the LeGuan. Rechargeable massager that was designed to grant intense sexual pleasure. 10 vibration speeds, 20 vibration patterns, deep rumbly vibrations going on. And it's right there at the palm of your hands. Buy now. Only available at Dallas Novelty. Go to DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. Because remember, sex is for everybody. And now I'm going to hustle out of this commercial. Come on. DallasNovelty.com.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
A search warrant revealed that prior to his death, Prince had hidden stashes of pills all over his house. In future news, a search warrant will reveal prior to his death, John Goodman will have hidden stashes of Pillsbury all over his house. Glenn Beck is being sued by one of his network's personalities, claiming she was unjustly fired over some pro-choice comments. Representatives for Beck are claiming he was simply exercising his right to abort her show. Drake's Coachella weekend was ruined, believing the country club he was staying at was engaging in racial profiling. Or, next time, don't be so half-Jewish at a country club during Coachella the same weekend income taxes are due. Happy birthday to longtime and legendary movie actor James Woods. Turning 70, I'm sure these days Woods is the last thing James gets.
And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rock and Wrap-Up.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out.
This goes out to Bill O'Reilly. Scandalous, and you know another nigga couldn't handle it. Come on. You're shaking that thing like who's the ish with a look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip-hop spot. You cruise to the cruise and connect the dots. Not just urban, she like the pop. She living the beat of loca. She like jumps in the truck, truck, truck. Guys like what? Baby, move your butt, butt. I say it again, she had jumps in the truck, truck, truck. Fast like what?
All night long.
Let me see that phone. Baby, the phone.
Really?
Yeah. Like when the beat goes. It's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389. Let's go to the phones. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Scary.
Yay!
First of all, Letty, what are you doing tonight? You're a vanilla iceberg tonight? What is
that? Damn right! I make requests for Bill O'Reilly. He called. He said, look, I just lost my show. I want to hear the thong song. I'm like, you know what, Bill? I owe you. You gave me a couple
no,
minutes
I
of material.
I owe you because Vicky Chase. Oh, I had to change. Had to change my underwear twice.
There you go. Yeah. That masturbation brought to you by the Ham Radio Show, Vicky Chase, and Jerry's Pants.
We should put together. And perfect tits on her too. Oh,
aren't they? I said, but she has. I think her ass takes away from her tits, and I didn't mean that in a bad way. I mean, I think that her ass makes her tits look smaller, and they're not really that fucking small.
No, what she does? Oh, she's a spanking girl.
Yeah, that's why she's our Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
You know, you guys missed a big story today.
What was the big story today?
Serena Williams.
All right, page 10 of the Post.
Uh-huh.
Fatal bedsheet plunge. This story is going to show you how stupid mankind actually is.
Was this the guy that was on Facebook?
No.
What'd you tell me?
A man fell to his death on Tuesday while trying to evade arrest by rappelling 11 stories down a Brooklyn apartment building using a rope of tied together bed sheets.
That only works in the movies.
Nice!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, really, people taking their cues from fucking movies?
Well, today's society is filled with idiots who don't know any better. They don't understand it's not real. Real, people.
They still think Keanu Reeves can beat up 65 people all at once with just a penknife.
In the Matrix, he can!
They still think you can blow
stuff
up.
In the Matrix.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get over Vicky Chase. I'm sorry.
I think everyone is. I think she was one of the best.
First of all you guys sat there like 13-year-old perverts, quiet, touching your own pee-pees underneath the desk.
We were busy.
Yes!
And Joe is completely off camera. He's pantsless.
More than likely.
He's masturbating.
I'm masturbating.
Making believe that Vicky Chase was a candy striper.
Oh, yes. So nice.
Yes.
That was a good movie.
It was.
Which one?
Candy Striper.
Okay.
It's a good movie. And Head Nurse.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Isn't that about a nurse that gives head?
Yes.
Oh.
Joe, you figured out the plot.
I know exactly what's going
on. You're catching on, kid.
So I'm looking forward to Friday night coming in and getting you guys high while on the air and watching Joe become increasingly more muttering.
Yeah,
it is the Friday night special, a.k.a. the Everybody But Billy show.
Because Billy has a cock date? But,
he's got a job.
Yeah.
That he has to go to.
His fiance, Giggles, is going to shave his pubes, and he can't be right there.
I mean, isn't she the one that was on the show, the Italian girl that...
No, that was Mateo's girlfriend. That was DJ Mateo's girlfriend. With the big old titties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this show has a thing about dogs, boy. Vicky Chase has a little dog.
Yeah.
Then the girl who murdered her dog and threw the dog in the lake.
We do it doggy style.
That's right.
It's a beautiful thing. I've been thinking about her, the dog murderer, since the last show.
You did? Why would
I've been thinking about what kind of a... twisted fuck that has to be.
We already know she's a twisted
that's
fuck.
That's Trish, right?
Yeah, Trish.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't get to meet her until last week, new to me. A girl that would murder her own dog.
Yeah.
Man, she'd let you do some bizarre shit.
No. See, that's where you're wrong. She didn't murder her own dog. She murdered someone else's dog.
It was a yappy little dog
that was running
through the neighborhood. And,
and all the neighbor folk, we're bitching about this dog, and Trish took it upon herself to take out the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, so she was Rambo. Sorry.
She's a mercenary.
Didn't realize that.
And apparently somebody in the neighborhood gave her a gift basket after it was
done. Like a fruit basket thank you. Because she offed the dog that everyone else was...
That's a very Italian neighborhood, boys and girls, listening around the country.
Yeah. Didn't she stalk Danny at one
time? Yeah, that's what they do when, somebody takes care of a situation.
Somebody's going to go get the fucking dog.
Somebody's getting fruit later this afternoon. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, who likes bananas and apples?
Gonna be a basket of fruit in it for somebody. That's all.
Get over here. Get over here. Get that fucking dog. All I'm saying is there definitely was a guy named Sal involved.
Dog got a price on it.
Guy named Sal involved, and he has 9 fingers, and you don't know why.
What was the line from Bronxdale? He had 5 fingers, but he only used 3.
He only used 3.
Yeah. They made that into a fucking musical.
I don't know how they did that.
I don't know how you make that into a musical. A play?
How do you make Groundhog Day into a musical?
Yeah.
No, but that's a little silly movie. I get that. You could make it's a comedy. So a comedy is an easier transference to, musical. To make funny songs go hand in hand.
So you couldn't see, Ibsen's A Dollhouse, the musical. Or, Death of a Salesman, the musical.
I'm Willy Loman.
What do you got? Mein Kampf, the musical.
Mein Kampf. First off, Mein Kampf, the musical, is outstanding. Let's not fucking say it's not. Did you ever hear, Joe wrote a song. Did you ever hear this song? Let me just see if I can find it. It's in our library.
Which one are you talking about?
You can save it for Friday.
No, I'm going
to
play it.
Oh, no, this way I'll have plenty of time to work up abuse against you.
Yeah. This is
everybody.
Joe wrote, there was a musical that we somebody paid.
Oh, yeah, Auschwitz, I wasn't
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Auschwitz, I wasn't here. He was paid to write a musical. About the concentration camps and Nazis in general.
It was loosely based on Schindler's List. Loosely.
Yes.
Loosely based on World War II.
So it takes place at the end of World War II.
All right, hold on. Let me play the song. Jerry, you tell me. This song is, I need a, no, I'm a Jew.
I'm a Jew, yeah.
I'm a Jew. That's the name of this song. Hold on.
Whenever I'm in Berlin, I drive a German car. I wear an Iron Cross, so no one will suspect I'm a Jew. Now Hitler, he has said, we're better off dead. He wants to kill some more. I'm so glad he's losing the war. They take us off to Auschwitz, they unload the train there. They take us to the showers, to breathe in the fresh air. So let me tell you, son, this guy is just a bum. So I say to you, I'm so glad that he's not a Jew. They take all of our clothes, and not one, need two. They push us all around, they call us dirty Jew. I think that I'm afraid I'll become a lampshade. But I have my revenge, Hitler gets it in the end. Fuck you.
There you go. So that's I'm a
Jew.
That
was beautiful. That was, that was a theme song to,
Auschwitz, I wasn't there.
The name of the play was Auschwitz, I wasn't there.
Auschwitz, I wasn't there.
Auschwitz, I wasn't there.
And somebody paid you, some demented person actually paid you thinking that this would somehow be a go?
Not money. They paid him in cannolis.
Yeah, okay.
Some guy named Sal who wanted a dog. Yeah. He got a fruit basket out of it.
Got a fruit basket out of it?
Yeah, he got a fruit basket out of it.
Some Jew moved somewhere there.
Yeah. I love how Billy's the most non-Jewish person. Jerry's an actual Jew.
Right.
All right, Billy's sitting there with his head in his hands. I'm going, oh my God.
I said to some kid the other day, this world's too politically correct. I was waiting for somebody, and I said to some kid, is he on CPT? And the kid looked at me and said, what's CPT? And I said, colored people. And he goes, oh, that's just so wrong. And I said, yeah, but so accurate, right?
Yeah. But how is it wrong if you can say people of color, but you can't say colored people? That's the same thing.
Well, listen, I still want to use Negro, and they won't let me use Negro.
Yeah, well.
See, I was actually, while the song was playing, I could envision like a whole stage set up of this with people dancing. And that's what I was just like. Envisioning this and like just going, it's fucked up. But like,
envision that in the middle of the country, Billy, it would be a sold out show.
Right. That's, you know,
Mel Brooksian type of show.
It would be fucking eight shows a week. What am I talking about? Because you got the matinee. So
yeah, you got to make those Jews work, you know.
Absolutely. Body of Mashugana, get over here.
I'm just thinking the costuming would be easy. And minimal sets.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about unions.
Everybody's wearing pajamas.
That's it.
God, you guys.
That's
are
it. You know.
Hey.
And then even better, you sell sets out in the lobby. You know, in the gift stand.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, people would buy that with the little gold star on the thing, you know. Yeah.
They would. They would do it.
Oh, they would buy that. They would buy. Oh, yeah. You get like hats, and you say previously owned clothing.
Yeah, you can do that. You can actually sell the lampshades that Joe sings about.
Yeah,
in the song.
Bars of soap, you know, yeah. And stuff like that. Yeah.
I think you guys are getting a little too hairy.
I bet you.
You know what? You got no sense of humor.
Hey,
over
I'm 25% Jew myself, so you know.
You're what? 35%
no,
Jew?
25%.
My grandmother.
That's the penis. So. There you go.
My grandmother on my mother's side. So what is
that?
Yeah. One of those things.
Yeah.
I got plenty of good things from my mother's side. Lack of hair, lack of penis, lack of stature.
I got arthritis.
Yeah, he has his mom's penis.
I do. I do in a jar.
Yeah. Yeah. Nick says that Joe is 1/4 Jew.
Took him out.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick knows a lot. Nick called me a fag last week, Nick. Oh, so fuck you, Nick.
Well, he meant that in a good way.
Yeah.
I know he did.
I also think in the lobby what they would do is they would do, like, instead of a photo booth, you get a photo op, it's a shower.
No.
I'm telling you, people would fucking go to this thing. That's how creepy it is. It would not play in New York City. Or L.A.
Oh, but no. You know what? It could play in New York City in, where Avenue Q's playing, that New World Theater over there.
All right. Do you honestly think that New York... I think New York would not let it happen. I think that more...
There would be protests that would make people want to see the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. That's what would happen.
That's exactly what would happen.
Can you imagine how Jewy that protest would be?
Listen, you know what? And if you have a bunch of Hasids outside protesting, first of all, you're going to have a free Friday night unless they hire stand-ins. You know? So you got one night where you know, okay, we're going to make money. It's not going to be a problem.
That's it. Yeah, you're good.
One,
and,
two, three,
you
four.
Know, you run on the Jewish holidays like Passover. Big night for the show would be Yom Kippur.
Biggest night. Yeah.
Well, you run it during Hanukkah and you just do 8 crazy nights.
And you know what you do? You open up a Chinese restaurant right next door to the theater.
Oh,
you gotta make money.
Now you're thinking like a nice shiksa.
You see, now he's thinking like a Jew. He's thinking with that 25%.
Yeah, his brain just kicked in.
You imagine
is that why the screen moved?
Yep.
Why do you have that poor bastard really off the... I said this last time.
Let me
go. Oh, what, is he going to be upstairs on Friday?
He's just
continually pushing him out of the studio in his own house.
Joe, wave your hand. There it is.
That fucks up the camera and everything. Don't you listen?
Don't you listen to your own show? God
am I producing this show? What the fuck? Come on.
What's going on here?
We're going to stand here. We're going to bitch. Even though our breath smells like a filter fish.
Oh, hanging.
Hugging, hugging.
So Joe, there's the claw. I see you. I see.
There's the claw.
So I'll be bringing smokables and edibles, should start that before the show on Friday and continue to do it during the show.
Well, here's the thing: since we can't do it tomorrow, and of course tomorrow is the fucking pothead
420 day.
420.
It's also the anniversary of Hitler's birthday, by the way.
Well, that's
he would be 100 and whatever.
Wait, do I got to play this again?
He's still in Argentina.
No, I won't play that. But that's so we'll do it the 21st.
Yeah, we'll do it the 21st,
and we'll celebrate Jerry's favorite holiday, which is 420.
Yeah, free pot.
That was the day. Wasn't that also the Columbine?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Columbine, wasn't that 420 too?
Yeah. Columbine was 420. Hitler's birthday 420. Joe and my favorite holiday 420.
Yeah, Columbine the musical. Now that probably would not work.
No, that's a failure.
Well, I don't. You know what? It might work if we did it with puppets. Do you think? I think that could work.
Absolutely.
What's fucking scary is that, it probably would.
It probably would, yeah.
Ah, what the fuck? Joe waved his hand. It's trying to reconnect.
Uh-oh.
God damn it, Joe.
What happened?
God damn it.
Can you duct tape him down or something, for God's sake?
Stop moving.
Die already.
I'm on the list.
Hey, we're back. Don't worry about
Look, live video interrupted because the Italian moved. My God.
Fucking guinea bastards.
That's a...
Guinea fucking bastards.
Just get him the fucking fruit basket. Where's Trish?
Did you do your live read already?
I did my live read, sir.
All right.
For DallasNovelty.com.
Okay, because I wanted to make sure that you got paid.
I didn't. It's all, as you can tell by my good looks, it's all went into this. So I owe them money, is what I'm saying.
Oh. Well, you guys are fucked, so.
Yeah.
That's it. You're getting paid in cannolis.
That's the fucking...
And by the way, he'll be running out of that studio tonight, boys and girls.
Yes.
Like the Cossacks are chasing.
Yeah, like a bat out of hell.
Has left the building.
Well, because that's why we're doing this, because I also feel bad that I keep fucking pushing Jerry off. Yeah. So we're going to do the... Because I leave right after the show. I wake up at 2-something in the morning to go to Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. So I have to make sure that I have everything, all the ducks in a row. And one of my favorite ducks is Jerry. Yeah. And I think we have to have Jerry in studio, because Jerry's funny.
Yeah.
Jerry just said do Columbine the Musical with puppets. How do I fucking not follow?
And Nick is probably working on it right
now. Oh, Nick is doing, he's got final draft out now. And
Nick is trying to apologize.
Outlining the show.
Nick is trying to apologize because he does not remember when the fuck he called you a fag. So...
Maybe Nick is so flippant and yelling.
I remember, and I hold a grudge. So that's
right. He's going to drive up to Canada soon.
Yes.
Yes,
please send your complaints to Canada.
Yeah, to Canada.
Care of the...
Send them to, by the way, Joe, on Friday, be prepared to talk about what a good job the Trump administration's doing 100 days in.
I think he's doing a fantastic job.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot. I'm going to leave you with
God
that.
Goddamn liberal.
You are an uneducated moron.
Oh,
this man is a clear and present danger to this country. Sending battle cruisers. He doesn't even know the right fucking direction.
You liberals
and he's
don't
sending
know
battle
talking
out.
About.
No, I've been saying this a week.
That way.
I cannot wait for the master debate between Jerry and Joe.
He calls me a liberal, I'm not a liberal. Calls me a commie, I'm not a commie.
Shut up, commie.
There you go.
While they're both high on the air, can you tell me how great, what other radio show is going to ply the two of the members of the cast at that point? With narcotics. And then send them out there to debate politics in America.
Yes. And we're all, and both of us are waiting our impending death.
Danny,
all of these decisions that the president makes will have nothing to do with us.
Danny, here's what I want you to just come up with, get some index cards.
Uh-huh.
Right? Not you, because you're going to be the guy doing it. Danny, topics. Just topics. Whatever the fuck, it's just topics.
Yeah.
And just go, all right, Joe, North Korea, threat or friend?
Oh, by the way, Joe, did you see the video today?
Which one was that, Jerry?
That North Korea put out where they destroyed San Francisco with an atomic bomb.
Wow, they enjoyed it, huh? It's all over?
Huh? No, did you see that?
I never liked San Francisco anyway.
Do you imagine the smell of fish and semen?
Oh, I can imagine.
If that place blows up?
And you could look forward to more of that politically astute commentary on Friday from Joe.
There you go. All right, Jerry.
And America, you could wonder why Trump was elected president and then just listen to this man for 5 minutes.
There you go. All right, listen. Friday, you two can have the master debate. Right now, I got to kick you off the show because we got to leave.
Okay, I love you, and see you Friday.
Mwah!
Mwah!
Fuck see you, Jerry. Fuck you, Jerry.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't understand what the fuck you're saying.
Fuck you.
Fuck you and fuck me. Uh-huh. It is the Ham Radio Show. We're going to be getting out of here in like a minute. Danny, that's what Danny said. By the way, when the political debate started, our numbers jumped on the on Facebook Live. I'm just saying, it was at two people, it jumped into almost double digits. I'm just saying, master debate, the 21st, we're doing a twofer. this week. We're doing a show on Friday. You got to be here. UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com, the Ham Radio Show. Plus, we got Jerry. We got Jerkoff Jerry, as Joe likes to call him. Pothead Jerry versus Joe Master Debate. Plus, we're just going to hang out. It's going to be a fucking great show. We're going to eat edibles. Danny's going to piss in a cup. It's going to be a whole thing. On the show, still the same number, 718-577-1389. The Ham Radio Show, twofer on Friday, the Friday night special. It is right now. This show, though, has to go bye-bye. It's what we do. Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up.
What?
And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure it has just about as famous a butthole as Vicky Chase. It is the Ham Radio Show. Until next week, actually until Friday, right. I say AMF, my friends. You know what that means, Joe? It means
adios.
Adios, motherfucker.
What?
Hey, Danny, tell him what's up, motherfucker. Come on.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.